This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero 2014 in Friedrichshafen, Germany. I'm with Greg Bowles of Gamma. Hey, Greg, we talked earlier about the Part 23 revision, which we know in the U.S. is Part 23, but worldwide it's CS23, which is the terminology that's used. One thing I wanted to ask about is where that process is, but I want to ask about it in the context of what's going on with flight designs in the C4, where they're going to attempt to certify the G3X technology, the touch display in the C4, under this new regulation, the CS23 revision. They should be able to do that, correct, or they can actually do it now?
So the current process between the FAA and the EASA, they're working on the rulemaking. We believe that we'll see draft rules out early next year. The industry standards that go along with those rules are under real heavy debate and discussion right now. We expect them to be out as well early next year. We're already seeing companies start to bring products to market and announce products that will fall under this category and are enabled by the changes that are expected. The regulators are also not only waiting for the rules, but they are embracing that their world is changing and for the good, and they're saying, yes, we can do these things, where before they said, no, we can't. So the example of the C4 is one of those. It's a product that has a lot of innovative solutions. It'll have a lot of innovative safety solutions that will be a step ahead of what we've been able to do before. And as you just pointed out, they will be able to certify avionics into the airframe where at price points that weren't really seen before. Those are definitely enabled by a standards approach. The standards that are being developed contain those methods, and as you've just observed, folks are taking advantage of it. Another example is the new Pantera that's being discussed. The Pipistrel Pantera is another project that was launched to take advantage of this kind of environment.
Now, in the case of the C4, I'll ask you another question about that. You're now Brussels-based. You're in Europe. You're joined at the hip with EASA. So they're planning to move ahead with this. And if I understand what you're telling me correctly, you don't see that the barriers are going to exist to keep them from doing that kind of streamlined, simple certification.
They're hitting the striking while the iron's hot, I think. So we're still in the formation of these rules, and they are at the leading edge. The current rulemaking schedules will align with their production schedule. So I think all things moving well, it'll be a successful path.
So what do they do if they're working towards certification now? Do they just assume those rules are going to be in place?
So they're having debates and discussions with the authorities, making proposals on a certification basis, and the authorities are accepting those in a more favorable light than they have in the past, even without the rules in place. They are anticipating those changes. And some of the rules are vague enough that they can be done, that the new approaches can be embraced today. It just took the new thinking and the understanding that we can get safety in better ways, in smarter ways. A lot of companies are actually seeing that in their current products as well. The angle of attack memo that just came out of the FAA that enables that piece of technology to be incorporated at low cost is another outgrowth. And we will see new things in the future as well, new pieces of technology that can be put in retrofit. So this is a big change that's going to happen year to year, and we will be in a different place, hopefully, in 10 years from now.
I wanted to also ask you about the primary non-commercial proposal, which is kind of floating around somewhere in the CS23 proposal revision. Is this going to be a real rule, and is it going to be worldwide, or is it going to be a U.S. thing, and does the thing have legs?
So the Part 23 ARC proposal contained a lot of recommendations. One of those was to form a non-commercial category that would allow a owner of an aircraft to take his airplane into that non-commercial category and then make certain modifications and maintain that aircraft in a more owner-maintained fashion. It's a U.S. proposal at this point. The FAA has that, and they are considering it. I think there are some very strong arguments and strong facets of that proposal. There are some good safety arguments, and certainly it would enable more cost-effective operation of those aircraft that are in existence today. The vehicle for rulemaking, I think, is still up for discussion, and You know, as a manufacturing association with our sister operating associations, we're all interested in creating a good environment for thriving GA. Lots of activity means it's better for everybody. And so we're all figuring out the right way to make that a successful proposal in some form.
But if I understand it correctly, the rest of the CS 23 or FAR 23 revision process is further along than that particular idea.
So that idea is not actually in CS 23 or Part 23. It's actually a Part 43 and Part 21 proposal. So that would be a different regulatory area, and it's a different area of the FAA. So the Small Aircraft Directorate is responsible for Part 23. They were heavily engaged in the rewrite of Part 23, which is why that's moving well, because they were well prepared and part of that. The proposals for the non-commercial category involve other parts of the FAA that weren't as heavily engaged in that rewrite. And so those folks are now trying to understand and get up to speed on what those changes would mean so they can have a good dialogue.
So by the sounds of it, it's still pretty nebulous at this point.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to put a barometer on whether that's heading north or south at this point, but I think we are certainly anticipating as a group of associations for general aviation that something in that direction to enable operators to have lower cost maintenance, to have better alterations is real critical to the future and to the current fleet. And so there is going to be effort in that direction.
Okay, thanks, Greg.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero 2014 in Friedrichshafen, Germany. We've been listening to Greg Bowles of Gamma. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.